From the context of classical music blended with jazz and modernist elements, the program turns to the work of Edith Piaf, the well-known French chanteuse. She was born Edith Giovanna Gassion in 1915 in Paris, France. Legend has it that she was born on the streets of Paris on a cold winter night to a 17-year-old mother who was a cafe singer and a father who was a street acrobat. Her mother soon abandoned her, and she went to live with her paternal grandmother, who was the madame of a brothel. She was completely blind from ages 3 to 7 and claimed to have been miraculously cured when the prostitutes prayed for her on a religious pilgrimage. During World War II, she was a frequent performer at German forces' social gatherings in occupied France. Though many considered her a traitor, following the war, she said she'd been working for the French resistance. While there is no evidence of this, it seems that she was instrumental in helping a number of individuals escape Nazi persecution. Early in 1940, Piaf recorded one of her signature songs, L'Accordioniste, which we will hear tonight, just before its composer, Michel Emer, left for the war. She would later help the Jewish Emer escape France during the Nazi occupation. It seems that Piaf resisted in her own way, as, for example, when, during World War II, she went to sing for French prisoners in Germany and posed for a picture with them. When she returned to France, she made individual passports for the prisoners using the pictures taken in Germany during her visit. When she went back to sing for them, she gave each one a passport that brought them to freedom. She died on either October 10th or October 11th, 1963. The date is still disputed in Caen, France. Through it all and ever since, Edith Piaf has maintained her national and international reputation.